Since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August, about 76,000 Afghan refugees have evacuated to the United States. Most are being resettled with the help of community nonprofits and their volunteers. In October, Massachusetts welcomed its first refugee family. Here and now is Karen Miller-Medson, is one volunteer assigned to the family and has the story.
I met Shafi, his wife Farnaz, and their two-year-old son Adib back in November. We're using only first names since their families are still in danger back in Afghanistan. At the time, they were living with a family in Massachusetts. They'd been there for about a month as they got their bearings. It was a kind of crash course on everything from subways to junk mail. Our small team of volunteers helped them get settled in their own apartment, facilitated doctor's appointments, applied for social security cards, food benefits, language instruction, all steps forward in a new life. Except it was also clear that their old lives, vibrant ones that included family and friends, comfortable homes, prestigious aviation security work, hadn't been so much left behind as put on permanent hold, leaving them in a kind of limbo. There were also large families left behind and trauma to process. I sat down with them at their Boston area apartment.
My name is Shafiullah Mani. Since 20th of August of 2021, we out from Afghanistan and just came to the U.S.
With a little prompting, Shafi fills in the universe of details between those two events. He worked in airport security for the U.S. and tells me that the day after the Taliban took over, he spent hours there getting diplomats and their families out of the country. Waves of people poured in through the gates on that day, all of them aware that the window of opportunity to leave was closing.
So I was there like until late evening. So the same night, I went somewhere else. I didn't went to my house. Even my entire family start rotated to go somewhere like another places, stay with my like relative, my friends, another areas.
Why is that? Why were you staying in other places?
Because the place which I work, it's really famous place. It's a Kabul International Airport. So if anyone knows about the Taliban, I work with the U.S. diplomats, U.S. peoples. Straight they will be kill you. Even entire my family right now, they're not in safe place. They're like rotating themselves, like they're not staying in my house. 2 days in one area, 2 days in another area. I decided like on 60 or 70 of August to as soon as we should move from the country, we should out from the country because there's no more safe place for us. So we went to the gate of the airport. Even I have like 5 ID cards, like 2 of them is specific for the U.S. Embassy. So including of this kind of documentations, I couldn't reach back to the airport again. To get to the airport, you lost your life. I could be lost my wife, even my son. I tried lots of time, but it couldn't happen.
By the 20th of August, their desperation was mounting. Together, Farnaz and Shafi agreed that she would wait at a safe house while he tried one last time to get back to the airport. If he made it, he would send for her.
I went at like 8:30 in the morning. There's like 6 or 7 gates at the airport. Each gate was like 20, 25,000 people to try to get into the airport. So between the middle of these people, like children's, old men, old women, they are passed away. Lots of people in the middle of the way passed away. I saw them by myself, by my eyes. I was like witnesses, which it made me really sad. And I pushed myself, and there's like people was on the ground, like everyone's walk from body of people, even myself. There's no more way. If I couldn't walk, the people push me down and walk on top of my body. Once I get into the airport, which I really, really sad about that time, I went for a few military commanders. I asked them about help, and they refused. They said there's no more chance. I went to some diplomats. Same thing I received from them.
Without much hope, he called Farnaz and said he was leaving the airport. But she wasn't having any of it. She told him to keep looking for help. She was ready to grab her child and push their way through the crowds.
So I request her, don't do that, don't do that. Because if she do that, she could be losing her life. She could be losing her son. But she did. cheated. She pushed herself to the crowd of the people, forward to the gate. She lost a backpack, which she has everything on the backpack, like everything we save. She lost it. It was hard. Even she lose her shoes, she walk on barbed wire.
On barbed wire?
On barbed wire, without anything. I start crying, what should I do right now? She walk with bloody feet in front of me, and there is nothing to do. Nothing. I can't like help them there straight.
It's hard for you to talk about.
Actually, it's hard to talk about, yeah. It's really hard to talk about. Anytime which I remember that times, it make me really sad. It make me really nervous. Because I was witnesses. I saw the people was passed away. I saw the children was passed away.
And your son at the time was 18 months old. How did he do?
Thank you so much for the questions. Yeah, actually, my son, I was really nervous about my son. Because there's nothing to eat, nothing to drink. He was in really bad situations. I still remember the military, the U.S. military was fire. I don't know about the gas. Which gas is this? You cannot see. You cannot smell. They burn your eyes. You will be like blind. They fire like six of these close to my area, which I sit. And I was confused. Which way I should run? There is no more way. If my son was with me and he started crying. And even he couldn't open your eyes for 6 hours.
And it wasn't only tear gas. Shafi describes rounds and rounds of gunfire that were affecting his son's hearing.
There's lots of firing. They are not like a good like person which welcome you. Welcome to the airport. Can I see your documents? You are eligible. Just please get in. There is no kind of this kind of words. There is only just words which disrespect you. Even they kill you straight firing on you. And just hating you by a stake, by everything, which you try to stop you to get into the airports. Because of the firing, my son couldn't hear properly.
Later that night, eyes still swollen from tear gas, Shafi and his family were finally offered transport out of the country. That meant 4 nights in a camp at the airport, no tents, no facilities, just the hope of escape. Eventually, they were processed and crowded into a U.S. transport plane, Farnaz and baby Adib still without shoes. From there, they went to Qatar. From Qatar to D.C., and from D.C. to Fort Lee, Virginia, where they spent a month waiting to be resettled.
Then the process was going on, and my rounds came and sent me to the state, which I really love to be leaving the state, Massachusetts, Boston. It means it's a really nice place. It's a really nice place. It doesn't care you're Muslims, you're like other religions, or you're black and white. It doesn't care.
Boston, he says, treats you like you're human. But still, the specter of what's going on in Afghanistan haunts Shafi and Farnaz. Shafi's work for the U.S. turned his brothers into Taliban targets. And then there are Farnaz's sisters.
So they're young. They're beautiful. If they went somewhere like outside, they will take them. They will not let them to be alive. They will take them for themselves. For my family, I have 3 young brothers left behind in Afghanistan, which make me really sad. They're really young. So even if they know their brother was work with the U.S., they will straight kill all families.
So are they in hiding now?
They're hiding now. They're not living in my father's house.
So what's your hope for the new year? Do you have any hope that things will improve for them? What would you like to see happen now?
I really miss my countries. I really miss my old family, my entire family, my friends, which I left behind. And I wish in this new year it could something happen to be back secure, to be back a good country going on in Afghanistan. If it happened, definitely lots of Afghans try to go back to Afghanistan, including myself.
Shafi, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about my experience which I had from Afghanistan until here right now. Thank you so much.
For Here and Now, I'm Karen Miller-Madsen.